Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Book Journeys Radio, an interview series for authors in transformation. From the basic fundamentals of selecting a book topic and overcoming writer's block to advanced techniques for publishing and marketing your books. Don't forget to check out our complete schedule and archive shows at blogtalkradio.com/book-journeys. Now, get ready to make a difference with your book with your host, founder of the Author Incubator, Dr. Angela Loria.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome back to Book Journeys Radio. You are in the right place. Today, we are going to be talking with newly minted best-selling author Nicole Harcourt. She is the author of A Divergent Path, Reach Your Potential, Live with Soulful Purpose. You can find Nicole's book right now on Amazon, wherever you are. Nicole, welcome to the show. Nicole, I know you're there. I can see you. We can't hear you. Let's try and get Nicole on the line. Nicole, can you hear us?
Okay. Can you hear me?
Got you now. Awesome. Well, Nicole, let's get things started by telling people about Divergent Path. What is your book about?
Well, Angela, they say you should never judge a book by its cover. But I actually think that in this case, it summarizes the book really well. So if I just start by looking at the title, A Divergent Path. So I've chosen the word divergent because the book offers a chance to move the reader's life from where they are to where they want or need to go. And how do they do that? Well, the book outlines seven principles, which I call walking the pilgrim's path. As the reader will go on a pilgrimage to discover their purpose and live to their potential. Now, as they travel down the pilgrim's path, the seven life-transforming principles and techniques act as their roadmap. And I also try to urge and hopefully inspire the reader through exercises I use in my coaching practice and also with success stories. And that change, which is a verb, requires an action. So that in reading this book or going on your life's journey, the reader doesn't only contemplate the principles explained, but also has the tools required to activate them. And I really think that that's the essence of the message that I want to get out there, and also through my experience and experiences, that without activating, that you never reach your potential, and instead you'll just continue down the path towards unhappiness and dissatisfaction, and what I call walking down the world travel path. And then we just look at the cover. You can't see because I understand this is a radio show. It shows a woman reaching up into a dazzling bright light. And that's my ideal reader. She's reaching her potential by living with soulful purpose, her path illuminated forward through the creative light of her being. So, you know, it's quite a substantial bit of work.
Well, let's talk about your inspiration for it. Why did you want to write this book? Obviously, you have lots of experience. You come to us as a coach yourself, also a lifestylist. I know you've been doing this work for quite some time. So how did you settle on this book and this message?
I think it's because this is what most of my clients come to me for. They're feeling dissatisfied in their lives, or they want to just better their lives. So, you know, just again, going back to the word divergence, that it, at any time, you can choose a different path. So you may be going down a path, but you just want to, you know, take a few more steps and get further ahead, or you completely want to change your direction. And I think that the content really answers how you can do this. So really, I'm answering my ideal readers' real wants and needs.
And so for you, what were you hoping to get out of the process of becoming an author? Is your goal to attract clients, get your message out there? Why did you want to do this?
I think that I wanted to get my message across. I think that, you know, I had a very strong message that I felt that lots of people wanted and needed to hear. And that knowing that this book was being able to reach an audience a lot larger that I could perhaps get to. And also, you know, to write a book has been something that I've personally wanted to do for a very long time. And I actually have a background in journalism. I used to work for the Financial Review here in Australia. And then I did a master's degree in communications. And I actually took a year off at one stage to write a book. And over that year, I had a house on Sanibel Island. And over that year, I wrote many books, but I didn't complete any. So I just, for me, part of this process was knowing through the past experience of seeing your success in the past with all of the books being delivered to market, that this process was the process that was actually going to deliver my message.
So why do you think you've started other books in the past? Why do you think you were able to finish this one and in the past you haven't?
I think it's because I didn't have the support. And again, I say the process, because I think that without the formula which you provide, and you provide it through the weekly assignments and the Facebook communication, and then the weekly meetings with the editor, and then also your timing, that's what motivated me. And also I had deadlines I had to work to. And again, you know, working for a daily newspaper, that, you know, I was used to deadlines. And I think that when I took the year to do it, I really hadn't set any deadlines. Or I had taken off a year. But I really hadn't given myself any timetabling. So I think that the whole aspect that I could timetable the process into my life is what made me complete the book.
Do you think that your journalism background helped hit those deadlines, or was there, some other reason? Because I know it's not that your life calmed down and you suddenly had a ton of free time to work on this.
No. I think that the journalism background helped me in that I wasn't too concerned about technique. I think that maybe from other people's point of view coming into the program, that they may be thinking that this process to write a book is about having a technique and, you know, grammar, syntax, where it's just not. And I think that the way, again, that you outline your process is that you're just following a formula, and that I had the support and I had the knowledge that if my grammar or syntax wasn't too great, which actually, when I delivered my first edition to be edited, you know, I had a few paragraphs changed around, which really made the book make so much more sense. So I just had trust. I had trust that I was in really capable hands and that I didn't really have to worry about the technical side of it. Even though I had the technical side somewhat, that I didn't have to worry about it, and I could really just concentrate on getting my message out there. So, you know, that was very comforting, and was, you know, it was an essential part of me being able to complete the book.
Love it. What were some of the obstacles that came up for you during the writing process? Were there any times that you felt like you were stuck or you didn't know what to do next, or how to handle something, writer's block maybe? Where did you get stuck and how did you handle that?
Well, it's interesting because part of my business practices are to practice visualization. And part of that process is to set a plan of how I was going to involve this activity in my life, what it would feel like every day, what time I would set aside. So it really wasn't the actual process that, because I had planned for that. It was really life happening around me. Firstly, when I was so eager to get into the program and to start my book, I'd done my planning at the end of 2015 for 2016, and that was write the book, right? You know, finish the book. So, you know, I think it was fourth or the fifth that I contacted you guys, and, you know, luckily there was one spot left. So I was able to be qualified to get into the program to start on the 13th. But in that process, in my excitement to start, I hadn't planned or looked at the dates of the actual launch. Well, I had looked at them, but I hadn't really just sort of cross-checked them with my husband, and I have two young children. And they actually fell into the Easter holidays. And in the Easter holidays, we have a family ritual, and our family ritual is to go away. So then I had to ask you, which you graciously obliged, if I could then move to the next launch. So I was to complete my book in that first 3 months, which I was able to do, and then I was to come to the actual launch. And then during the second part of the launch, during the second part of the course, my family became completely sick. We had pneumonia. I had my daughter in hospital. So it really was external factors that were my biggest obstacles. And I always felt safe and comforted in knowing that because of the outlines I was provided, and again, you know, the weekly check-ins and the Facebook group, that I knew that this part was the easy part. It was sort of handling the external parts that was the most difficult part. And then in regards to writer's block, I actually think that I had the opposite. It was more like writer's dump. I remember Kate saying to me, my editor, when I had to do my inline, I can't remember if that was the first assignment or the second assignment, and there was 24 pages. And she said, oh, I've never received an inline of 24 pages. So for me then, it was going through that information and, you know, pulling out stories that I thought relevant to that content. And then I also think that another something that did present itself was title block. I spent more time on the title than I did on the whole writing process. I really did.
That's amazing.
How
did you know your title was right when you finally landed on it? How were you, like, sure that was the right one to go with, and how to stop the process?
I knew that it was the right one because Kate had really helped me get to that point. You know, I really wanted to know that what I wanted to say is what my was the answer that my reader was looking for. So my reader was looking for how do you reach your potential, and the benefit was how to live with your soulful purpose, and how do you do that? You know, you do that by, you know, being divergent, by taking a divergent path. So it just all clicked together. And the day that clicked together, it was a really good day, because I thought, okay, this is, you know, it's all come together now. And, you know, I can just really sit back and just enjoy the process, really enjoy the process.
Love that. What for you was the biggest surprise of the entire process of writing your book, getting it published, getting it out? What surprised you?
What surprised me was that it was easy. Is that of all the difficulties I'd had for that year, and, you know, fluffing around and all the excuses and procrastination, that the process laid out to me was so simple that I almost didn't have to think about that. I just had to think about what my message was by following who my ideal reader was and just being guided by the assignments and knowing that every assignment I was delivering, that I was getting closer and closer towards, you know, completion of the book. So I think that surprised me, that I just knew that, you know, this was going to happen, that, you know, I was actually going to finish. And I think that what also took me by surprise is that how I, you know, I just loved the process. I loved indulging in the process. You know, I didn't labor over it, but, you know, I really luxurated in it. And also,
you can't really labor over it when you only have 3 months, but you can choose to enjoy it or you can choose to suffer.
Right.
That's always a choice.
Right. Yeah, that's right. And so, you know, I did. You know, I was completing it. Really, I was completing a lifelong dream to write a book. And so I really wanted to enjoy that. And also wanted to keep in mind that, you know, this was a meaningful process more than a technical process, you know, as I said before, and that any technical issues would be resolved by the editors. So I didn't have to be really concerned about my writing. Well, not my, I need to be more concerned with my voice than with my writing style.
Let's talk about your relationship with God, the universe, spirituality. How did that play into it? Did that play a role for you? Were there times where you felt like you were being maybe guided by some other force?
That's a good question, because now that I read back on it, I think, wow, this is, you know, this really, some of it really didn't come from me. This was a message that was being delivered. You know, I talk a lot about within the book getting in touch with your spirited self, and your spirited self has the knowing and has the connection with the universe. And my spirited self really came into play in delivering this book, because, you know, I read back on it now and I think, really? That's really good.
I love that moment. I love that moment when you read your own book and you're like, I don't know who wrote that, but she's real smart.
That's really good. So I just absolutely, yes, think that there was, you know, components that I was being channeled somewhat. And again, coming back to the process, it allowed me to do that. It allowed me to have, as I say, live in the creative light of my being, because I had the support around me. And, you know, I could follow the path that you present. So absolutely, I really feel that I was assisted from my spirited self, and, you know, the process allowed me to connect with that.
I love that. Did you learn anything about yourself, your coaching, the offerings maybe that you give to clients through this process? Was there anything that changed about your business or about how you show up?
Yes. I really looked at the way that you – well, my business practice in the past has really been one-on-one coaching. So the whole part of my processes with you is I was able to see how impersonal online can be, because I was a bit skeptical. You know, I don't really like to use the word skeptical because I'm not a skeptical person, so that might not be the right word. But I was more interested and aware of how much would be lost or would a connection be lost. But a connection was never lost, and I actually saw how that I could bring my business processes to an online environment and not lose that personal connection. And because you never lost that personal connection, and you inspired me to realize that you don't have to live in the virtual reality world. It can, you know, it can be reality, and that you can still connect. And that, you know, this really is a way to, online is a way to get your message out to a much larger group
wow.
of people without losing the connection.
I love that. There's actually somebody in the program right now who taught me this technique that I think is so cool. She said when she comes to our weekly calls or in the Facebook group, she takes notes
uh-huh.
on, she has a piece of note paper, and on two-thirds of the paper, she writes notes about her book. And then she draws a line, and on the right-hand one-third of the paper, she writes notes uh-huh. about how I run the program, that she
mm-hmm.
just, like, uses this program to, like, learn how she's going to deliver her program. And I thought
yes.
that was such a cool, like, meta-learning. Like, you learn, obviously, the stuff about your book or how to do your outline or something really practical, but then learning how to deliver a course is kind of
absolutely.
An interesting other lesson.
Well, and just also, just further to that, is that in the program, which I wasn't expecting, and was that you're not just learning how to write a book, and I actually don't think that you push this enough, is that you're actually learning how to present your message out into the market through the offer that you're going to provide. So this is not just a writing process. It was just as much a business process. And, you know, I think that surprised me as well, because when I had done the research to come into the program, I wasn't really thinking along those lines too much, but that was a real bonus, and it really is half of the message that you do deliver, and that is that, you know, this is just as much about getting your offer out there into the world, and what is your offer, and, you know, what are your business processes that are going to then continue on when the lifespan of the book starts to stagnate somewhat, that, you know, that you are having, you know, that you are getting results from, you know, that hard work that you've written. And it's, you know, just again, just the business side of it. And that was completely unexpected to me and very helpful.
Yeah, that's the under-promise and over-deliver. let's talk about that for you. Like, your book, we've talked about what your book is. What's kind of, if somebody reads the book, they likes it, they're looking for a divergent path, how do you work with people now? And if somebody loved the book, what would their next step be?
Well, I really offer two components in part of my business now, and that is to expand the one-on-one environment to group environments. So to make my offer, instead of just having a one-to-one personal coaching session, having a group interactive session, sort of like a, you know, a group session in therapy almost, where everyone can sort of discuss their ideas and have an open forum and learn from each other's learn from each other's mistakes and successes and how different people deal with circumstances, and just sort of like doing it in an open learning situation. And then the other part of my business offering is coaching accreditation. So, again, offering that, however, in a group environment instead of one-on-one, and gaining a group coaching accreditation, again, you know, as part of a group. And I think
that. Nicole, how do people find you if they want to learn more? Obviously, they can go to Amazon.com and get a Divergent Path. How else can they find you?
Well, you can connect with me on Facebook. I'm Nicole T. Harcourt at Facebook, which was my public profile. I also have a website which has information about my coaching sessions and also about my coaching accreditations, and that is www.evolvedlifevisions.com. So you can connect with me that way, or you can send me an email personally, which is Nicole@evolvedlifevisions.com.
Love it. Evolved life visions. So is there anything that you wish you knew before you wrote your book that you'd like to share with people who are maybe thinking about writing their book now?
I would like to share that if you're thinking of how you can get your message out to a large audience, and from the role and effect from that is get your business offer tightened, that this is a process that really will help you. And if you have tried in the past, like I have, to deliver a book and delivered nada over a year, that if, you know, you really have something that you want to say, then, you know, it's your time, and this process, it will help you. And I think that you need, if you're investing your time and your space to deliver your message, then you really need the best platform to get your message out there. And that the Author Incubator, it really will make this happen for you, and, you know, and really, and then some. Because, you know, just, you know, the results that I've had, not just only from the response to the book, but then the carry-on effect from that book, has, you know, it's really been amazing. And then also, just to you, Angela, that I think that for any business to really work is that you really put so much heart and soul into this work. And, you know, you really do treat everybody individually, and, you know, you have the time, and you have, you know, you really have the dedication to making sure that everybody's getting what they need out of the program. I mean, that may be all different things, but, you know, you're always available in those weekly calls or on Facebook, always to respond and to really help people to, you know, get their book finished and get their message out there.
Go ahead.
And that is just to anybody out there who is thinking about going into a process, that, you know, that this book is your message, and, you know, your message is really important, and that through this process that your voice will be heard loud and resounding. And so keep true to your message. You know, don't feel you need to be like anyone else or let any self-doubts creep in to stop you from fulfilling, you know, your dream. Take action, and the Author Incubator will help you with this action.
Oh, that's awesome. Anything you'd like to celebrate? Your book came out recently, just within the last week. Anything that's happened since your book has come out? Obviously, there's much more good stuff to come, but is there anything you're particularly proud of that you would like to share?
I'm just proud that I finished it.
Aww.
No, I'm proud that I finished it. I am proud with the results that I got, that the interest that was generated. I also know that you've had a big announcement at the Author Incubator about being able to distribute the book to a much wider audience, which, you know, which is very exciting. And also here in Australia, where I'm trying to establish more of a presence, because my presence has really been in the UK and, well, really the USA, that I've had media interest now. And so, you know, I want to celebrate that. I want to celebrate that.
Yeah, that is definitely a lot to celebrate. Nicole's book was also a bestseller within 24 hours in several categories, meditation, new thought, self-help. She was in the top 100 Kindle Free. She was selected by a traditional New York publisher of 27 New York Times bestsellers. They picked up her book for a national contract. So lots, Nicole, to celebrate. Nicole, thank you so much for being our guest on Book Journeys Radio, and congratulations on publishing A Divergent Path.
No, thank you, Angela. Thank you.
And if you guys have any questions for how to get your book done, head on over to theauthorincubator.com.
This has been another episode of Book Journeys Radio, where we're changing the world one book at a time. To find out more about how you can get your book written, published, and promoted, visit www.theauthorincubator.com.